Today, the strongest indication yet that the economy is recovering. The unemployment rate fell a notch to 5.5%. And for the first time in months, employers added jobs rather than eliminating them. Economists were expecting the unemployment rate to go up when the Labor Department released its monthly report this morning. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
After seven straight months of job losses, the economy added 66,000 new positions last month. Nancy Kimmelman with SEI Investments says it's one more piece of evidence the recession is over.
What we're looking at clearly is an economy that is starting to add jobs, and that is something we haven't seen really since last July, well before the September 11th attacks. What we have with the February figure is the largest increase in jobs since exactly 1 year ago. So yeah, there's great news here that the business sector is feeling more confident about the future. They're willing to hire more people. There are many people who are anxious to land those new jobs.
Jim Glassman at J.P. Morgan Chase also believes the latest unemployment numbers indicate a turning point for the economy. He says the fact employers added to the job base last month indicates that unemployment probably won't be rising as high as some economists had feared.
We all had the sense when the economy hit a downdraft last fall that unemployment would be heading up to 6% or a little higher. And it's beginning to look like, because the economy fared so much better last winter, that unemployment may actually be leveling out at a level around 5.5%.
But other analysts are more cautious. Bill Cheney, chief economist with John Hancock Financial Services, says the data could be an aberration, driven in part by seasonal hiring patterns and by a milder-than-usual winter across much of the nation. Cheney believes job growth has a way to go yet.
The U.S. economy requires at least 150,000 jobs a month just to absorb the new additions to the workforce from a growing population. So until we get further into the year and have a lot stronger hiring going on, we're going to see the employment picture really being kind of weak.
One area that did continue to shed jobs last month was manufacturing, though at a slower pace than during previous months. Both construction and retail added jobs, as did government and the transportation sector. The stronger-than-expected employment report raises the possibility the Federal Reserve will be forced to begin hiking interest rates after lowering them 11 times over the past year. Richard Yamarone is with Argus Research.
We think that the Fed is going to have to raise interest rates, and perhaps a lot sooner than we had initially believed. We have an expectation that the Fed's going to raise rates in July and start raising them pretty strongly.
But there's no consensus on that. J.P. Morgan's Jim Glassman believes the Fed will not have to start jacking up interest rates right away. He thinks Fed policymakers will have the luxury of taking their time before making that call.
Inflation is at the lowest level it's been in 40 years. The economy has the capacity to grow much faster than we used to think, and we need a lot of growth to get back where we were.
And there was a bit of encouraging news for people who've lost jobs in recent months. In February, the median time it took an unemployed person to find a new job was 8 weeks. That's the first decline in that statistic in more than a year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.